Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Four things God looks for when he's evaluating, I don't know, a family, a church, an individual, a city, a state, a nation, whatever. One, every man speaking truth to his neighbor. He wants us to say the truth to each other. And then number two, the judgment of truth and peace should be executed in our gates or in all of our judgments. And then three, let no one imagine evil in their hearts against his neighbor. And then number four, love no false oath. That's in Zechariah 8, 16 and 17. In what we call biblical times, a city's gates served as the judicial centers of a community. It is where elders, leaders, and judges would gather to hear cases in public, with full transparency, by the way. And because of this, quote, the gates, end quote, referred to the place where government's authority would most directly intersect with the people's daily lives. God wants this intersection to be governed by truth with the aim of establishing and maintaining peace. In what we call the Obama-Biden times, the judgment of lies and war were executed in our gates. And today, that continues wherever Obama-Biden era holdovers continue. Presently, we're seeing this in our judiciary. Peace for Ukraine appears to be impossible so long as the, I don't know, wiener man of Kiev is leading that country. Putin has attacked Kiev. Actually, that's a huge escalation, in my opinion. Almost nothing, to me, signals a willingness to escalate this conflict into an out-of-control World War III scenario, quite like the Kremlin attacking Kiev. I'll explain that. Well, the hammer of Trump's demolition keeps falling. Whoa, here you go, another blow to the deep state. Hegseth, quote, removes service members of panels subjected to a recent review, end quote. Well, that's pretty convoluted or obscure. So what does that mean? It means the new Pentagon chief has ended the Department of Defense's advisory committees. Gone. And that includes a name or two you've likely heard a time or two. For example, Susan Rice. Now, here you go. Jerusalem, quote, a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. Zechariah 12:3. Danny Dannon, permanent representative of Israel to the United Nations, rebukes the council for ignoring the realities of Israel. And the conflict is becoming increasingly focused on the Temple Mount, which has some prophetic significance. It is time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
I mentioned in my opening that there are four things God is looking for when he's evaluating, I think, a man, a family, a church, a city, a state, a nation. And one of them is every man must speak truth to his neighbor. And the second is that whatever judgments we make, they must be on truth. And they must have an inclination toward and a desire for peace. And these principles are to apply in our gates. And then number three, let no one imagine evil in their heart against his neighbor. And then finally, four, a love, no false oath. In what we call biblical times, a city's gates served as the judicial centers of a community. It's where elders, leaders, and judges heard cases in public with full transparency. And therefore, the gates refer to the place where the government's authority intersects with the people's daily lives. And God wants this intersection to be governed by truth with the motivation and the aim of all judgments being toward peace. In what we might call the Obama-Biden times, the judgment of lies and the intention of moving toward war is what is executed by their judges in our gates today, as we see in the leftovers of the holdovers of the Obama-Biden regime. A corrupt deep state judge and his wife have been lately arrested. Yes, the FBI descended upon their home in Las Cruces and took them away. That's in New Mexico. Joel Cano and wife Nancy are charged with evidence tampering and harboring a member of the foreign terrorist Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua. Now, who does something like this? These people crazy? Harboring this guy? I think it was in a guest house or something like that on their property, knowing he was here illegally. They were violating the law. And according to one report, they were okay with this guy getting chummy with their daughter. Tren de Aragua translates to the Aragua train, you know, as in a choo-choo train. Aragua is a state in Venezuela, by the way. You know, like California is a state in America. The notorious gang originated in Tocoron prison in Aragua. A railway was being built connecting Caracas to Aragua, and it's thought that this gang corrupted the labor union running the construction project and sabotaged it with graft. It's kind of a blue-collar version of the white-collar grift called the California High-Speed Rail. Our scam continues, perpetrated by a corrupt Democrat-controlled assembly and Senate in cooperation with a corrupt governor. Newsom is showing Tren de Aragua, you know, the way to scale up their grift, man, from small-time operation to, you know, what it looks like when the government's involved. TDA is small potatoes compared to Newsom and his gang, har-har. Anyway, TDA has created its own drugs and trafficking railways into Colombia, Brazil, Peru, Ecuador, Bolivia, Panama, Costa Rica, Chile, Mexico, Trinidad, Tobago, and the U.S. Ever since that country decided to empty their jails and send their gangs here as actually an invading force from Venezuela. But back to the point here. Trump's State Department, under the leadership of Rubio, has offered $12 million for information leading to the arrests of three top TDA gang leaders. Now, our gang leaders hide behind the color of law, which is something the Democrats crafted and perfected way back there during segregation. And they used it to gain control of a people group they considered to be a slave class then, and they're doing it now, providing a thin legal cover for their operations. It's like what's happening today with the judges hiding their rage against the Constitution under a thin veil of concern about due process. They're hypocrites, friend. Not one of these judges cared anything at all for the violation of due process by the Biden administration when admitting these gang members contrary to due process or the due process violations that were perpetrated by these gang members entering our country. But now they're all concerned for some invention of due process applying to murderers, rapists, drug and human traffickers, or when we arrest them for, well, committing the crime of entering our country illegally and then doing the obvious thing, and that's sending them home. I totally agree with that. We don't need to be feeding them and clothing them and giving all their medical expenses while they're in jail, whatever. We know why they're doing this. Those devil Dems, Dem S-13, are planning ahead to the midterms, and they need a large number of people here whom they can illegally give Social Security numbers to, and that can then be used to falsify ballots or just get them to go vote. This judge was arrested and charged for obstructing ICE during the arrest of an illegal alien. Cash Patel had this judge arrested and charged. Her name is Hannah Dugan, and she was charged with intentionally misdirecting federal agents away from the subject to be arrested in her courthouse. You know, the guy she lost her freedom for is Eduardo Flores Ruiz. And what's with these judges protecting criminals from deportation and becoming themselves criminal? And here's another. This was posted by @SXDoc. Court cannot dictate military operations after liberal Judge Murphy ordered the Department of Homeland Security, not to deport, Trump turned the operation over to the Department of Defense. A Department of Homeland Security official took care of the mandatory response to the court order, saying that every person deported after Murphy's court order was sent to Guantanamo Bay before being shipped off to El Salvador on military flights, end quote. All which activity is outside the jurisdiction of the courts. In other words, Trump said, you ready? You lack standing. You see, the reason Trump has to do it this way is to defeat the court's ability to impede him with little clever manipulations of the law. If he did not cleverly work around their clever maneuvers, even though in time every one of these stupid orders would be defeated and overturned, these judges, they only need to stall deportations until after 2026, right? They only need these illegals around through the midterms. Trump has an uncanny ability to see through this sort of thing and beat them at their own game. Now, get a load of the DHS's response to Murphy's illegal, improper, unjust, and wicked order, and see how cleverly the Trump administration exposes all that they're doing while at the same time elegantly slipping through their wicked fingers. Murphy's demand requires that the Department of Homeland Security respond to each case. Part of this is redacted, so when I come to a redaction, I'm just going to say name, because that's what they're hiding from us. It's to remove personally identifying information. And listen for how cleverly Trump's team points out the idiocy of Murphy's order and indicts them while submitting to their stupid ruling here. Here we go. Name. An admitted human smuggler was removed to Mexico on March 25, 2025, before this court issued its temporary restraining order on March 28, 2025. Name, a registered sex offender was removed to El Salvador on March 31, 2025, quote, by the Department of Defense on flight with no DHS personnel on board, end quote. DHS did not direct the Department of Defense to remove name. The Department of Defense is not a defendant in this action. And another one. Name. An identified Trinidaragua gang member was removed to El Salvador on March 31st, 2025, quote, by the Department of Defense on a flight with no DHS personnel on board, end quote. DHS did not direct the Department of Defense to remove name. The Department of Defense is not a defendant in this action. You catch what's going on? Name and identified TDA chief, that's Trinidaragua, by the way, was removed to El Salvador on March 31, 2025, quote, by the Department of Defense on a flight where no DHS personnel were on board, end quote. DHS did not direct the Department of Defense to remove name. The Department of Defense is not a defendant in this action. And add one more. Name, an admitted TDA gang member, was removed to El Salvador on March 31st, 2025 by the Department of Defense, and this is in quotes, on a flight where no DHS personnel were on board, end quote. DHS did not direct the Department of Defense to remove name. The Department of Defense is not a defendant in this action, end quote. The Democrats are working hard to position themselves on the side of interrupting Trump's effort to keep a promise he made to the American people. And what do you want to bet me? If they succeed, I don't think they will, but if they did, you know, they would flip the script and start attacking him for he broke his promise. That's who they are. Get it? Got it? Good. Now remember that in 2026. It's time for a break, my friends. Your brain masseur will be right back. Have you ever heard of cellular tea? The healing properties of tea are well known. I put the link in my notes right here to examine this particular product. The formula was put together by Andrew St. Wilson in collaboration with medical doctors, NASA scientists, PhD herbalists. My wife heard about this tea and she wanted to start us on it. And she noticed that some hot flash problem she was dealing with went away. This stuff has been connected with testimonies of people dealing with cancer, multiple statements from people who testify it helped them beat cancer, and some pretty serious people have taken all that very seriously. And as I mentioned, my wife said it stopped her hot flashes, and I was there for that one. Anyway, we talked about it and decided to take a distributorship for cellular tea to place your order. When you call into the show to give me your lights on or lights off, just say cellular tea and leave your number so she can call you back. To email Becky directly, use santamariacellulartea@gmail.com. Okay, let's get back to our show.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Let's get updated on what's going on with the Russia-Ukraine war and Trump's effort to encourage peace. For reliable, up-to-the-minute sort of news on the Russian-Ukraine war, I recommend this link. It's in my notes. Zelensky once said peace with Russia is a long way off. It appears he's intent on fulfilling his prophecy. Peace for Ukraine appears to be impossible so long as the whiner man of Kiev is leading the country. Putin has attacked Kiev. Almost nothing I can think of signals a willingness to escalate this conflict into a World War III scenario quite like the Kremlin attacking Kiev. Yeah, Putin loves Kiev, and he has repeatedly stated he did not want to destroy what was the model city of the Soviet Empire. My first trip to start a Bible college in Russia was in 1992, and I began that 21-day excursion in Kiev, roughly 3 years after the Berlin Wall was brought down. I traveled all over that historic city. It had been the pride of Russia, and Putin was deeply disappointed when Ukraine was separated from his beloved Russia. Now, I've also walked all over the Red Square and all around the Kremlin, but every time we had time to take the tour, the Kremlin was closed. And so now I envision those places as I read this. The Kremlin has attacked Kiev. Wow. It's hard to imagine a gesture more significant in terms of escalation, and Russia is demanding Zelensky agree to declare all occupied areas of Ukraine, namely, I think particularly, and maybe even exclusively the Crimea, as ceded to Russia. I'll have to look more closely at that claim. Anyway, Zell is freaking out. Now, this is a mess, folks. Look, the justification Putin used to move into Ukraine was talk about Ukraine joining NATO, secure Russia against that threat, and be done with it. Now, Trump has already begun to back up, really because of Zelensky. He's withdrawing and investing his energy elsewhere, like the Congo and Rwanda, where we're on track to see a peace deal worked out there. What to do with Russia and Ukraine? Putin and Zelensky. Zelensky agrees not to join NATO. Putin agrees to cease his aggression. You know, didn't we always push Israel into that kind of a deal, right? Gaza attacks Israel, responds by wiping out Gaza, but Israel can't occupy Gaza. And that whole bit with the Golan Heights, remember that nonsense? They are attacked from Golan Heights, Israel in self-defense, retaliates, takes the heights, and now everybody wants to go back to status quo. You know, okay, Israel. You go back to Israel. We will start all over again, building up our strength so we can attack you later. I mean, that's a characterization, but it's right on point. So Israel got tired of that and finally established a peace corridor of land that they control as a buffer. In this case, America's presence in Ukraine mining rare earth minerals would be a trade buffer. Now, isn't that brilliant? What a much nicer way to create a buffer than a demilitarized zone. Remember Korea. It's a wasted area. But this, on the other hand, would be, well, it'd be great for Ukraine. It'd be great for U.S. It'd be good for Putin, too. So Trump is not going to support Zelensky's idea of Russia returning Crimea. Not happening. I'm not even sure it'll work for Russia to cede up all the land they've taken during this conflict. They got to get some kind of remuneration, right, for all the treasure and blood that they've spent on this operation. Think about it. Personally, I think Putin should just leave. I'm just saying, when you talk about negotiations, this is the way things go. Look, the European nations and NATO, and then all of the European Union and Ukraine, none of these are going to give up on the idea of Ukraine being made part of NATO. That's the way it looks to me right now. Many of them will, perhaps, but I don't know. And Putin is not going to return Crimea to Ukraine. That's not happening. That's a non-negotiable item. Trump is an honest and just negotiator, and that's why he's so successful. He speaks truth to his neighbor, and he executes judgment on matters with an eye on the truth and a goal for peace. And check out the transparency. Wow. The fact is, whether or not this call for Ukraine to enter NATO was staged, the fact is Putin did not invade until Ukraine made open... You know, actually, that's not quite right. You know what? P- Putin did not move on Ukraine until the U.S. started making open overtures toward inviting Ukraine to become part of NATO. That, friend, was poking the bear, and it was an incitement to invade. It provided Russia with the perfect alibi, excuse, whatever, for invading Ukraine. And I really don't know how this is going to go or lay out, because Russia cannot be rewarded for invading Ukraine. I get that. On the other hand, Russia has lost a great deal of blood and treasure, as I mentioned, in this war. And at the end of the day, not only is it true that Russia would never have invaded if Trump had been president, it's also true, and this is important, that Russia would never have invaded if Biden had not openly declared the U.S. in support of bringing Ukraine into NATO, especially through his spokesperson, Harris. Now, look, those who are saying Ukraine had nothing to do with poking the bear to attack them, I think they're missing the point that Zelensky, as an Obama-Biden puppet, probably set up over Ukraine by a CIA color revolution, was egged on, was encouraged and aided and abetted into making open overtures to joining NATO. Remember, Obama gave Putin the Crimea. Why is that forgotten by everybody? My opinion, the U.S. deep state has always intended Ukraine to be annexed to Russia since the U.S. CIA orchestrated the Orange Revolution in 2004. Obama came in 2008. And before he was done, his Russia policies gave Crimea to Russia. Biden came in, I think, to finish off the project and to do other things. But I've never bought the idea that Putin or his counterparts planted within our government here have converted from Marxism. I think they adapted, but I don't believe they're converted. Well, let's see how this plays out. But I expect what we are seeing is the way it's going to lay out. Trump is finding it virtually impossible to broker a peace deal in Ukraine, frankly, because neither side actually wants peace. I think Putin would go along with a peace deal, but Oscar Mayer Piano Man will sabotage every effort until he secures immunity for his crimes against the Ukrainian people and from prosecution for all the personal money he siphoned off into his back pocket from the U.S. aid disbursements. Zelensky and his generals, listen, they're up to their necks in this corruption. Trump, ever a man of peace, has come close to brokering a deal with Congo and Rwanda. He'll be working to revive the Abraham Accords. It's already been talked of. He'll continue to seek peace wherever he finds anyone actually interested in it. The peace that God proffered to humanity when he gifted us his son on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Hegseth, now the new Pentagon head, has ended the Department of Defense's advisory committees. Gone. And that includes a name you'll likely recognize, Susan Rice. And that's actually pretty interesting. They all got the letter. Thank you for your service to the United States. Your services are no longer required. Clear your desks. Two officers will attend each of you, with a third one filming everything that goes on. One officer will take a picture of every item you remove from the office. Paper clips, pens, all your personal items. And this will be archived for future use if needed. Har har. Anyway. Oh. And also, Rubio replaced his top U.S. diplomat for Europe. It's all preparation, my friend, for the big move coming. And that's important to understand. With all that's getting done, and there's a lot, it's organized according to what needs to be done right now, what needs to be put in place for what's coming next. For example, an important part of that work is exposing the devils in the judiciary. We can't move forward with arrests and prosecutions of people like Adam Schiff, Jack Smith, or Biden, for that matter, or Hillary, or Obama, until we have brought the courts back under the Constitution, under we the people. Jerusalem is a burdensome stone. According to the Bible, it will be a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, although all the people of this earth be gathered together against it. Zechariah 12, verse 3. Danny Dannon, the permanent representative of Israel to the United Nations, rebuked the Security Council for ignoring the realities that Israel must face. He told the UN Muslim Security Council about a 13-year-old Palestinian boy stabbing a Jewish boy 15 times in his speech. See the video linked below, and then look at the picture I've placed in my notes here. Dannon presents a school prop used in Palestinian schools to teach their children how to stab a Jew. Dannon further rebuked them. Quote, we often talk about incitement You can see in this picture what incitement looks like, end quote. This subject, how to stab a Jew, is being taught in high schools, middle schools, elementary schools. Listen, it goes on in the homes too. An Islamist father is seen in this video chasing his son with a knife to teach him how to stab Jews. Look at the video. I've got it linked here. It's very disturbing. And then take a look at this article featuring a young Palestinian boy who is saying, "I hate the Jews and I'm ready to stab a Jew," end quote. Now, these are children of self-described Palestinians who would likely be offended if you accuse them of being Hamas. They say, we're nothing like Hamas. Oh, really? Well, here's a young, not Hamas girl, Palestinian, probably, I think, 7, something like that, saying, quote, "Right now, I'm prepared to be a suicide bomber. With Allah's help, I will fight for ISIS, the Islamic State. I am ready to stab a Jew and drive a car over them. We have to constantly stab them, drive over them, and shoot them. Stabbing Jews brings dignity to the Palestinians. We have to stab the Jews," end quote. And she ends with, quote, "I'm ready to stab a Jew and drive a car over them. I am ready to join ISIS," end quote. Unreal. This is a child. The conflict is becoming increasingly focused and centered on the Temple Mount, which is a prophetic expectation, by the way, that I'll address this Sunday. Some nations are calling for an international military presence on the Temple Mount. The Islamists are bawling about, quote, "dirty Jewish feet," end quote, defiling the sacred spot. They want to bar access to Jews and Christians. Danny Dannon, Israel's representative to the UN, said every time Abbas is pressured to enter into meaningful peace talks with Israel, the first maneuver is to dodge by refusing direct talks. They want what's called shuttle diplomacy. Someone carries a message back and forth and so on. And the actual parties to the whole negotiation don't even meet face to face. This is usually followed, according to Dannon, by an array of incitements that distract like flak. Now, I am for peace. But when I speak, they are for war. May I invite you to visit the Lighthouse Baptist Church. Come on out. You can find directions on our website, santamarialighthouse.org. I've lit the lamps to the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. You can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net. Find the contact us button. Share your thoughts with me and click send. I encourage all of you to check in with me on our listener response hotline. Love to hear from you. The number is 1-805-314-2114. Don't be shy. If you want me to call you back, I'd be glad to. But I need you to invite me to do that. I don't want to intrude on you. And that number is 805-314-2114. If you want to try Andy's tea, say so. I want to try the tea when you call. Or contact Becky directly by email at santamariacellulartea@gmail.com. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Go to godsword2020.com. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.